when I'm low and I need to get up. I get down on my knees and give it to the man. He's the only one who can give my life a better plan.
Welcome to Light, true stories about real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. In order to really do that, you have to have faith. But faith doesn't always come easy. Today's story is a good example. Stay tuned. After the show, we have some interesting questions for you.
Well, where to start? Well, they say you're supposed to start at the beginning, but that implies that there's an end, and there really is no end to it. I'm talking about my child, my daughter, Patricia. She's going to be 12 soon. She has an impairment, a disability. Well, it's both of those things. For years, we didn't know what was wrong with Patty. Not exactly, because the doctors didn't know. They were good doctors, and I appreciate the problems they were having. I'm a nurse myself. But if it was frustrating for them, oh, it was living hell for Patty and for me. It's not knowing that's the worst part. And then they keep changing the rules on us. We hung in there. It was all we could do. There's always hope and my faith. And that's what keeps me going. But let me go back a little. Back before I had faith. Back before Patty. I grew up in a good family, an educated family. Religion was never much of a factor, and we didn't seem to miss it. I guess because we didn't seem to need it. It would be fair to say that we were more or less agnostics. As I progressed through school and into college and then medical training, proving things scientifically was a natural, normal part of my daily life. At college, we had great debates over coffee at the student center. Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Marie.
What is this you're reading, Tom?
Oh, it's fascinating.
I was reading something from this Bible. We're doing comparative religion and philosophy.
What part of the Bible?
I was reading Exodus.
You know, Moses freed the people from the Egyptians just like Massa Lincoln don't free the slaves.
Come on, Cheryl.
What about it?
Well, as the story continues, we're at the Red Sea and Moses says, open sesame.
Cheryl, you're sacrilegious.
Oh, come on, Tom. You don't believe that.
What do you mean?
Do you think it's true?
Well, I don't have any reason to doubt it. I mean, God created the world. I mean, I suppose he could change it a little, you know, part the waters, you know.
Oh, come on. Well, even I can give you a better explanation, a scientific one.
Scientific?
Yes. Everybody knows the moon influences the tides. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It could very well be that an abnormally low tide existed, followed by an incoming high tide because of a lunar phase. It happens.
Oh, give me a break, Marie.
Oh, you just blew my faith in magic.
Magic?
Cheryl's right. Moses was a magician. Oh, at least Pharaoh thought so.
I suppose you're going to say it was magic when God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses by the burning bush?
Well, Marie?
Well, everybody knows it's very hot and dry there with the sun. It, well, could have been done with mirrors.
Oh, no.
Well, my need for scientific proof wasn't satisfied at all with Patty's problems. Right at the beginning, shortly after Patty was born, we knew something was wrong. For one thing, she was undersized and wasn't growing very quickly. Nikos and I are not tall people, but even considering that, Patty seemed stunted. She didn't walk until she was 18 months, and then not very well, because she toed in severely, you know, knock-kneed, so she had to wear steel braces. And then came the infections, mostly upper respiratory, one after another. She was constantly on medication. We'd cure one problem, and another would flare up, and another. Well, the doctors thought she had some sort of autoimmune deficiency, but they weren't sure. In the midst of all this, I decided to go back to work as a nurse. I got a job with a group of four doctors. I worked mostly with Dr. James, one of the four. I thought I might be able to learn something from them about Patty. What I didn't expect was what I learned about myself. It was just...
Dr. James said he wanted to see me again in 2 weeks.
Okay, let's see. How's Thursday, May 12th, Mrs. Burns?
Oh, that'll be fine. I don't believe we've met. Are you new?
Yes, I started 2 weeks ago. My name's Marie.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Marie. You know, you're very fortunate to be working for Dr. James.
Oh, well, yes, all the doctors are very good.
Yes, but Dr. James, well, he's different, isn't he? I mean, I have never had a doctor before who would pray with me about my problem.
Well, yes, I guess in that respect, he is different.
A friend of mine swears she was healed after praying with Dr. James.
Yes, I understand. And that he does that kind of
Did I say something wrong? I mean, you don't seem very pleased about that.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Burns. It's just that I don't share that same kind of religious beliefs that you or Dr. James
do. I see. Does he know about that? If it's a problem, Marie, maybe you should talk to him about it.
You know, sometimes it's not always easy to share your feelings or faith with people. We may not know where they're coming from. But the good news is that our Lord's grace can touch everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to our true story of Marie. God is alive in this story. And through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes, come on in.
Dr. James, can I talk to you a minute?
Well, sure. Sit down, Marie.
Well, this is kind of difficult.
Oh, it sounds very serious.
Doctor, I think you should know that I'm... Well, that is Mrs. Burns. Well, I don't think we're the same...
Marie, are you concerned about my praying with Mrs. Burns for her healing?
Oh, yes. But it's just not that. I want you to know that I don't believe all the religious mumbo-jumbo, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. Nobody's asking you to do anything you're not comfortable with. You're a good nurse. That's why you were hired. Your beliefs are... Or non-beliefs don't matter at this point.
Really?
No. Look, let me explain my feelings. Now, first of all, I'm a Christian. I believe in the miracle healing power of God. Second, I'm a doctor. Because of my training and yours, well, we know certain things about the human body, its functions, dysfunctions, but we don't know all of it. God does. And I'll be the first to admit that without his help, all of our... wisdom and scientific knowledge doesn't amount to much.
Doctor, I'm not questioning your faith.
I know, but you may not be understanding your own faith.
That's the whole point. I have no faith.
Oh, sure you do. Can I show you something? Now, here, when you have a minute, read the first chapter of this book. I think it may change your mind.
Well, I started reading this book about faith that Dr. James gave me, and I even started reading the Bible. Probably out of curiosity at first, to see if some of the events could be explained scientifically. I could still explain away some of the stories of the Old Testament, but some of the New Testament miracles, like Jesus raising Lazarus or curing a leper, I mean, leprosy has obvious disfiguring symptoms, and I always thought death was final. Those were hard to figure out, impossible, really. Especially when you consider that they were witnessed by dozens of people, including some of the elders who were trying to discredit him. But then it occurred to me that there was a constant factor, a common thread that ran through all the Bible stories. Jesus' disciples, all the people he saved or cured, they all shared the same belief in him, complete faith. They believed in him. That's why they were helped by him. It was like saying, if you believe in me and what I stand for, there's no limit to what you can accomplish. You know, faith can move mountains. I didn't believe it yet, but I was sure thinking about it. I wanted to believe that somehow Patty could be helped. I started going to Dr. James' church and even had the church people praying for Patty, and I started praying too. One Sunday, I was driving home from church, and as I approached the house, I saw my husband standing in the driveway, talking to a nicely dressed couple that I had never seen before. Nikos owns an auto repair shop, and a lot of people know him by sight. And as I pulled in, my husband Nikos waved, excusing himself, and went into the garage. Hi, I'm Marie. Can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm Lisa Rappaport, and this is my husband Morton.
Oh, nice to meet you, Marie. We were out walking and spotted your husband. Nikos did one heck of a job on our Jaguar.
Yes.
It's brand new again. Love his work. Love your house, too, as a matter of fact.
That's because it's just like ours. We live a couple of miles down the road, and our house is the mirror image of yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We love what you've done with the outside, the landscaping, the center hall. How did you...
She's hinting, Marie. You see, we're in the middle of redecorating. What a mess.
Yeah.
And she's wondering what you did with some of the rooms. The same rooms, you know?
Of course. Would you like to come in?
Oh, we'd love to.
It's probably a mess. My three girls should be in the family room, but the other rooms should be presentable. Well, you've seen just about everything. How about some of that tea I mentioned? It's all ready.
Oh, I'd love some.
Great.
Need some strength for the walk home. Oh, well, there are your daughters.
Oh, yes. I see.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you really had the tour.
Well, your house is very attractive. Marie, Your daughter, the little one...
That's Patty.
Well, what are you doing about Patty? I don't mean to be rude or anything, but, are you treating her?
That's strange. You should ask. How could...
Marie, I'm a physician at the Manhattan Pediatric Center. I'm quite certain she may have Turner syndrome.
Turner syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it. And I'm a nurse. You mean you can see that?
Well, we've worked with a number of children with Turner syndrome.
What is it? Oh, tell me more. We've got an appointment at the Yale Medical in 2 months.
Two months? She should be treated as soon as possible.
Well, that's as soon as they'd give me.
Marie, I can get Patty into our center for a workup next week. Would you like me to arrange that?
Oh, yes, thank you. We've tried everything else. Oh, this may be the answer.
Well, I guess it was lucky we ran into each other today, right?
Well, Lisa was right. The tests all indicated Turner syndrome. Now, at long last, we knew. They told us what it was all about and what to expect. She was susceptible to infections, but that would improve with age. Turner's is a genetic fluke, and it cannot be passed on. They gave her thyroid medication, and there was some growth and health improvement right away. Now that we had finally found out what the matter with Patty was and what to do about it, I thought more and more about what Morton had said.
I guess it was lucky we ran into each other today.
Lucky? Lucky that Lisa happened to be in the driveway when I came home from church? Lucky that she happened to be a doctor who immediately recognized Turner syndrome when a dozen other doctors hadn't? Just luck and coincidence? No way. I know God brought us together. Over and over, I thanked him. I was grateful for God's timing, and I asked the Lord to come take charge of my life and Patty's. Thank God she was helped. She's growing, and today she's doing quite well, and so is my faith. So that's the end of the beginning. The rest is a lifelong commitment. I accept it gladly, with God's help. Patty is God's little miracle in my life. Through her problems and suffering, I found my faith.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light, He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
If you had no faith at all, how could you handle life's problems? And how public are you willing to go with your faith? Jesus said, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Well, what do you feel about healing through prayer? And one more question. In our society, do you think it's harder to be a good Christian or a good agnostic?